ते वासुदेवाय सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस संडे श्रीमद्भागवतम क्लास. वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 9 द अपीयरेंस ऑफ द डीमन वृत्रासुर. Text 1. First I will read the commentary on this chapter and then we'll read the verse. As described in this chapter, Indra, the king of heaven, killed Vishwarupa, and therefore Vishwarupa's father performed a yajna to kill Indra. When Vritrasura appeared from that yajna, the demigods, in fear, sought shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and glorified him. Because of affection for the demons, Vishwarupa secretly supplied them the remnants of yajna. When Indra learned about this, he beheaded Vishwarupa. But he later regretted killing Vishwarupa because Vishwarupa was a Brahman. Although competent to neutralize the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, Indra did not do so. Instead, he accepted the reactions. Later, he distributed these reactions amongst the land, water, trees, and women in general. Since the land accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions, a portion of that land turned into desert. The trees were also given 1/4 of the sinful reactions, and therefore they drip sap, which is prohibited for drinking. Because women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions, they are untouchable during their menstrual period. Since water also infected with sinful reactions, when bubbles appear in the water, it cannot be used for any purpose. After Vishwarupa was killed, his father, Tvashta, performed a sacrifice to kill King Indra. Unfortunately, if mantras are chanted irregularly, they yield an opposite result. This happened when Tvashta performed this yajna. While performing the sacrifice to kill Indra, Tvashta chanted a mantra to increase Indra's enemies. But because he chanted the mantra wrong, the sacrifice produced an asura named Vritrasura, of whom Indra was the enemy. When Vritrasura was generated from the sacrifice, his fierce features made the whole world afraid, and his personal effulgence diminished even the power of the demigods. Finding no other means of protection, the demigods began to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enjoyer of all the results of sacrifice, who is supreme throughout the entire universe. The demigods all worship him because ultimately no one but him can protect a living entity from fear and danger. Seeking shelter of a demigod instead of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead is compared to trying to cross over the ocean by grasping the tail of a dog. A dog can swim, but that does not mean that one can cross the ocean by grasping a dog's tail. Being pleased with the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advised him to approach Dadichi to beg him for the bones of his own body. Dadichi would comply with the request of the demigods, and with the help of his bones, Vritrasura could be killed. Now we are reading the text 1. Text 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha Tasyasan Vishwarupasya Shiramsi Trini Bharata सोमपीथम सुरापीथम अन्नादम इति सुश्रुमम्। श्रीशुक उवाच तस्य संविश्वरूपस्य शिरांशि त्रीणि भारत सोमपीतं सुरापीतं अन्नादम इति सुश्रुमम्। श्रीशुक उवाच तस्यासन् विश्वरूपस्य शिरांसि त्रीणि भारत सोमपीतं सुरापीतं अन्नादम इति सुश्रुमम्।
श्रीशुक उवाच
श्रीत्रिणि भारत सोमपीतं सुरापीतं अन्नादम् इति सुश्रुमम्। लेडीज वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग। श्रीशुक उवाच श्री शुकदेव गोस्वामी से तस्य ऑफ हिम आसन देर वेर विश्वरूपस्य ऑफ विश्वरूप द प्रीस्ट ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स शिरांसि हेड्स त्रीणि थ्री भारत ओ महाराज परीक्षित। सोमपीथम यूज फॉर ड्रिंकिंग द बेवरेज सोम। सुरापीथम यूज फॉर ड्रिंकिंग वाइन। अन्न आदम यूज फॉर ईटिंग। इति दस सुश्रुमा I have heard by the Parampara system. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued. Vishwarup, who was engaged as a priest of the demigods, had three heads. He used one to drink the beverage somaras, another to drink wine, and the third to eat food. O King Parikshit, thus I have heard from authorities. Purport. One cannot directly perceive the kingdom of heaven, its king and other inhabitants, or how they perform their various engagements, for no one can go to the heavenly planets. Although modern scientists have invented many powerful space vehicles, they cannot even go to the moon, not to speak of other planets. By direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. One must hear from authorities. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, a great personality, says, What I am describing to you, O King, is what I have heard from the authoritative sources. This is the Vedic system. The Vedic knowledge is called Shruti because it must be received by being heard from authorities. It is beyond the realm of our false experimental knowledge. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya. Hare Krishna. So in this chapter, the appearance of the demon Vritrasura here, Shukadeva Goswami is continuing narrating to Maharaj Parikshit the story of Lord Indra, how he offended his own spiritual master, Brihaspati. And he committed this offense. Because of that offense, not only King Indra, but all the demigods were in trouble. All of them had to suffer the reaction of the offense caused by King Indra. And he became more complicated. The situation became more complicated in the sense that when they were attacked by the demons, they lost all their position. They were suffering. And in that condition, it was told to him that he should approach Vishwarup, who would perform a sacrifice to defeat these demons. And Vishwarup, being affectionate towards both demigods and demons, he was performing the sacrifice. And because of that, Indra, he got Narayana Kavach, as we heard previous days. And because of that, Indra became very powerful. Nobody could defeat him. And later on, he understood that Vishwarup is not only offering oblations to Agni or the demigods, but secretly he is offering oblations to the demons, to please the demons, so that they also become powerful. And this enraged Indra. Indra became very angry because of such act. And he just not only chastised Vishwarup, but he went to the extent of beheading his three heads. This is the extent one can become envious or possessive of certain things. And to maintain his position, being the king of the heaven, a person who was helping him to defeat the demons, when he saw that little of his sense gratification was checked, he became so angry. And he was so fearful of his losing position that he he did not mind beheading the heads of Vishwarupa. And it is explained here, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining that Vishwarupa had three heads. It is said that through his three heads, through one of his heads he would drink the somaras, which is available on the moon planet, a beverage which helps to increase the lifespan, and another to drink wine. Many times people confuse that somaras is same as wine, but here we can see that he had a different head to drink wine and a separate for drinking somaras. So that shows that they are different, they are not same. People think that when you go to heavenly planets you get good wine and woman to enjoy. But here, Śrīla Śukadeva Goswami, who is in the line of parampara, he is explaining that what he had heard from previous authorities, he is not quoting something of his own, that according to me, he had three heads and through three heads he used to do such things. So that is the way of receiving the knowledge. Shukadeva Goswami is explaining. And through his third head, he is to eat food. So, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining this story. And later on, we'll see that how this, because of the killing of Vishwarupa, means he beheaded his three heads, and later on it is said that he got the heads of some different types of birds, titiri bird and other birds, and the person was the same actually, means his body was changed but the soul was same. And in another connection, Śrīla Prabhupāda also explains that when Daksha was, Daksha offended Lord Shiva, his head was also beheaded. And he received the head of a goat. But the person was the same. And there Śrīla Prabhupāda makes the point clear that how the body changes, but soul remains the same. This knowledge, spiritual knowledge, the beginning of spiritual knowledge, the first lesson is that we are not this material bodies. We are spirit souls. And this is very nicely exemplified in Srimad Bhagavatam at various places. And here also we can see that Vishwarupa, although he was the same person, his head was changed. But previously they had a system of even the one head is removed, they can replace another head, chant some mantras and the same person is revived. That much, such type of power is they had. But in Kali Yuga, people don't have such powers. It said that previously all things were working on mantras. Just by chanting mantras, this Narayan Kavach shield is also a mantra which protects one from all the bad influences. In the surrounding they cannot enter, weapons and other things cannot enter. It is protected by chanting of that mantra. And of course, as we know, in Kali Yuga we have only one powerful Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This is Mahamantra, because in Kali Yuga we are attacked by so many bad influences, anarthas from within. So if we have to protect our soul, then we must chant this Mahamantra very carefully and attentively. And we must hear. hearing is very important. Attentively hearing, chanting Maha Mantra is very important. Because that is a way of receiving transcendental knowledge. Shruti Praman. There are three ways of receiving the knowledge. Pratyaksha, Anuman and Shruti. Shabda Praman. Pratyaksha, as here Srila Prabhupada is also explaining, that by direct experience, one cannot learn anything beyond the range of human perception. One, people say that seeing is a believing. Whatever we see, that is a fact, we have to believe that. And all the theories, all their inventions and all the development technologies develop on the pratyaksha knowledge. Pratyaksha, whatever they receive from direct perception, it's based on that. And then they derive some conclusions, Anuma. If you do this, if you do that, then this is the result, this may happen. So this is the modern method of cultivating knowledge. But the Vedic method of cultivating knowledge was Shruti Praman. Knowledge derived just by hearing. We may not be able to perceive something which we cannot see in the present moment. But we believe because it is given in the scriptures. It is explained by the authorities. And these authorities are bona fide authorities. They are not just speculating because they think that it is like this, it is like that. Therefore, they are propagating this knowledge. They are the bona fide authorities coming in the line of disciplic succession. This is another important point, that there must be parampara to get that knowledge. Then only one can get that transcendental knowledge which at the present moment we are not able to perceive with our material senses. Because Shastras explain that we have basically four defects. Anyone knows what are these four defects? Commit mistakes, imperfect senses, illusion, and tendency to cheat. They are the four defects a person has. First of all, the senses are imperfect. Correct? Senses are imperfect. Can someone say that my seeing is perfect, my hearing is perfect? Our senses are imperfect. Something which is very close to the eye, we cannot see. Something very far, that also we cannot see. Sometimes we get illusion. Sometimes we see that there is water, but there is no water. There is just a mirage in the desert. And it appears that there is water. It appears that there is land on that water. Reflection is seen. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam begins with that. That Tejo Vari Mridam Yatha Vinimaya Trisargam Risha. That this material world is consisting of these three. Tejo Vari Mridam. Agni, the fire, the earth and water. These three things, the combinations of all these three things. And what happens? One gets illusion because of this temporary material world. One perceives what is unreal to be real, and real to be unreal. That is also illusion. There is a fact the Lord exists, but people believe that Lord doesn't exist because they cannot see. It is a plain fact that God exists. Otherwise, how these things are happening? How this material world is going on? So many things in the material world we observe, which we cannot prove. Why these things are happening at such scheduled time, every day there is a sunrise, proper time, different seasons are changing, the earth, all the planets are evolving in this space, nobody is holding them, but they are properly standing in their orbits, moving, rotating. Who is holding all these planets? So if someone is carefully thinking, then one can understand that behind all these gigantic planets, there has to be some controller. There has to be someone who is controlling, who is moving everything. Automatically, things cannot move. We can keep things here, microphone or the sound system. But if the person doesn't come and puts on the button, it will not work. It will be just simply dead matter. So similarly, all this material world, how it is moving? Because there is a supreme controller. One who is moving all these different planets. And because a person has got imperfect senses, he's not able to believe that there can be some person behind all this. Sometimes they think that there is someone behind the clouds, standing behind there. So like that, someone hears from the bona fide authorities coming in disciplic succession, then one will come to know that there is a supreme power. And behind the power, there is a person powerful. Powerful person who is maintaining all that thing. Not just electric power can work, but a person who has knowledge about how to operate that. That person is the most powerful person. So therefore, this knowledge has to be received in that way. And because we have imperfect senses, we have a tendency to commit mistake. Because of imperfect senses, we commit mistake. And then to cover up that mistake, we cheat. Oh no, this is not there. This is not correct. This is correct. So we try to adjust all these things. We try to cheat. And when we cheat, then we get illusion. Then we ourselves fall into illusion. Oh, this is not correct. What is correct? I don't know. So in this way, one is covered with illusion. So therefore, one has to have a proper knowledge to understand what is real, what is unreal, and which knowledge to be accepted. How to understand that this knowledge is a perfect transcendental knowledge. And for that purpose, one has to first of all receive the knowledge in the proper disciplic succession, and after receiving that, one should practice. If one does not practice that knowledge, then it will be simply theoretical knowledge. It will not have any effect. One has to practice under proper spiritual master. And then when someone practices that, then one will realize, yes, this is the proper understanding. So therefore, sometimes this knowledge is also compared as the medicine. Just like a person is diseased, he is bewildered or is suffering. He doesn't know how to get cure. But if a person, a physician gives him a proper medicine and he takes accordingly, whatever prescription is there, he takes according to that prescription, then his disease will be cured. We should not speculate, okay, doctor has given me medicine for 5 days, I want to get cured, I will eat all the medicine in one day. That is not proper. He will become more disease. So therefore, the medicine has to be taken properly. Chanting Mahamantra regularly, daily. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, it is said. Not reading one full canto in one day. There are people, they read the whole Bhagavatam within some number of days. But that is not recommended. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam itself that Nityam Bhagavata Seva, every day one should hear. Otherwise, that reading, that hearing becomes ritual. One must earnestly hear that this is the urgency now. I have to read, I have to hear this Bhagavatam, whoever may be the speaker. I don't have a favorite speaker today, I don't want to listen. No. If one is a proper shrota, one is a proper hearer, then he can hear the message from any person, whoever may be the speaker. If he is properly hearing, he will hear the message of the Supreme Lord. And then one will get a proper knowledge because one has faith in the speaker. That faith is detected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart of Super Soul. And then he inspires the speaker also to speak accordingly. That is the way it works. If one is not attentively hearing, or even one is not carefully speaking, then the Super Soul does not direct. He gives some different speculative ideas and methods. But when one is becomes the instruments in the hands of the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord makes him like the puppet to dance. And the Supreme Lord speaks through him. Just like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the Western countries with this message, he was praying to the Supreme Lord to make him the puppet. Just like the puppet does not have any strength of its own to do any activity. But it is simply dependent on the puppeteer. Whatever way puppeteer wants to make him to dance, it dances accordingly. Similarly, a person who becomes the instruments in the hands of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord's power can act through him. Just like Lord Arjuna also. Arjuna also prayed to Lord Krishna that, or Krishna told Arjuna that you just become the instrument. Nimitta matra bhava sarve sacha. You just become the instrument. And that is the way it works. And therefore, this system of knowledge which comes in disciplic succession has to be heard accordingly. Otherwise, the parampara becomes lost. Knowledge is not lost, but sometimes parampara is lost. And to revive this parampara again, either Lord himself comes or sends his bona fide representatives, and his knowledge is revived again and again. Evam parampara praptam. Sakale neha mahata yoganishta paramtapa. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that sa evayam mayatad yoga prokta puratan bhaktosi me sakacheti rahasya metautitam. Lord Krishna is saying that this transcendental knowledge which was told by me to Sun God many, many years before, now I am giving it to you because you are my friend and devotee. So therefore, there are different paramparas. Right? From the beginning, there are four paramparas are there. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, in which Lord Brahmaji. From Lord Brahma, this parampara has come. Then Shri Parampara, Lakshmi Devi. And in that parampara, Shripad Ramanujacharya has come. And today happens to be the disappearance of Shripad Ramanujacharya. And we can discuss for some time about his life. Shripad Ramanujacharya, it is explained that he appeared in almost 1017 AD. At the place somewhere, Shipperumbudur, Tundiradesh, in South India, between Madras and Kanchipuram, between that area, he appeared. And he appeared after Sri Shankara. Shankaracharya. After Shankaracharya, Shripad Madhvacharya had come to establish the Dvaita. And Shripad Ramacharya came in another parampara to establish Vishishta Dvaita. As we know that Shripad Shankaracharya established Advaita philosophy. Because at that time, people in the name of scriptures or the Vedas, they were killing animals. Because they were interpreting Vedas in different ways. Lord Buddha came to disregard the Vedas, and in this way, the atheism was spreading. People became atheist because they thought that this is given in scriptures to kill the animals and eat. There are certain methods of sacrifice, but that was wrongly interpreted by people. And therefore, Lord Buddha came and he told that if it is given in the scriptures to kill the animals for the sacrifice, then better I reject these Vedas. And in that way, he wanted to stop people from killing animals. And in this way, he wanted to save them. But unfortunately, people did not realize his message. And therefore, again, Lord sent his another representative, Shankaracharya, who is said none other than Lord Shiva. And it is said that what he will do, Mayavadam asa shastram. He said that he will spread the theory of Mayava, which is asa shastram. This is asa. So, in that way, he spread this theory of illusion or Advaita. That means he said that everything is one. There is no difference between living entity and the Supreme Lord. Everything is one. That was his philosophy. Of course, later on, we know that Shripad Madhvacharya came to establish that there is a distinct, there is a distinction between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. Living entity cannot become the Supreme Lord even after liberation. And he explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita itself, there are quotations. Lord Krishna is explaining that there was never a time that I did not exist, nor you, nor there will be any time in the future that will not exist. And this was, he was explaining on the spiritual platform, on the level of spirit soul, he was explaining. That shows that even after the liberation, one does not merge with the Supreme Lord in the impersonal Brahmajyoti. He cannot become one with impersonal Brahmajyoti. he remains there as an individual identity. And if he does not achieve its highest perfection, highest position in the spiritual world, then what happens? He again falls back in this material world. And this Lord Brahma explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, ye anya arvinda daksha vimukta maninas to ye asakta bhava avishuddha buddhe aruya krishnena parampada patha patanti ada anadhuti yushmada angre. He explains that those who reach that place after great struggle, aruya krishnena parampadam patha padam tatha patanti ada, they again fall back. Anadruti yushmada angreya. Why they fall back? Because anadruti yushmada angreya. Because they have not developed any attachment towards the lotus feet of the Lord. What is the meaning of developing attachment towards the lotus feet of the Lord? That means performing devotional service. One does not perform devotional service to the Supreme Lord, then what happens? He falls back again in the material world. He'll be covered by the material desires again. So therefore, when someone gets this opportunity that he comes in the association of devotees and he gets an opportunity to perform devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the greatest fortune. Because it is explained that to get human form of life itself is so difficult. Durlabha manusham janma. And after that, to get birth in the land of India itself is so difficult. Bharata bhumi te hoile manusha janma jar. Janma sarthak kari karaparopakar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that those who are born in the land of India, they are so fortunate. And Srila Prabhupada also explains that Indians are so fortunate. They are very close to Krishna. They have to just perfect their life. For some years they have to perform devotional service and they'll go back home, back to Godhead. Very, very quickly they will go back home, back to Godhead. But what is the unfortunate condition? Although they are so close to Krishna, they are going away from Krishna. That is the greatest misfortune. But the Western people, those who Srila Prabhupada preached to, they are so far from Krishna. They are so difficult to believe in God. But because they have taken devotional service, they are coming more closer towards Krishna. So, therefore, Shripad Ramanujacharya, later on he came to establish Vishishta Advaita. Vishishta Advaita, Vishishta, qualified non-difference. That means there is, indirectly he was preaching the difference, that is a qualified, I mean, there is a distinction between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is different from the living entity. They cannot become one. That was his philosophy. And when he was young, his father sent him to one person whose name was Yadav Prakash to learn the Advaita philosophy. Because at that time, the Advaita philosophy was very much prevalent. That was the accepted philosophy at that time. And to speak against that was considered to be such great offense. So that time, when he was almost 16 years of his age, he had mastered all the Vedas and Shastras. That was the learning of Shripad Ramanujacharya. He was, in the childhood, he was known as Ilai Perumal. His name was Ilai Perumal. And his spiritual master was Advaitic. And there would be different clashes between him. And once he threatened to kill him. And what happened when he understood from his another disciple, his god brother, that he is plotting to kill him? Why? Because he did not agree his philosophy. Just see. That just little bit difference of opinion and person is ready to kill. Little bit sense gratification is disturbed. So, when he understood that he is plotting to kill him, that time his another god brother helped him. And he was rescued. He went through another forest. And there it is explained that miraculously one old hunter couple appeared there and guided him to Kanchipuram. And he went to Kanchipuram there. And later on, means it was revealed to him that that they are non-different from Lakshmi Narayan. And how the Lord saved him. So, later on, he accepted another, spiritual master, Koshtipurna. And who was, when he was old actually, means he could not meet him. He's another spiritual master who was teaching him proper philosophy. He could not meet him. And when he was approaching him, that time only he passed away. And he saw that three of his fingers were close. So that time he decided to fulfill the last three wishes of his spiritual master. And he took some kind of vow, he swore in the name of his spiritual master. And he first vow he took that, he would write commentary on Brahma Sutra of Vedivyas. When he took that vow, his first finger opened. Then he told that he will perpetuate the memory of Vyas, Shri Vyasadeva and Parashar Muni. And his second finger opened. And then he took third vow that he would explain the philosophy of Vishishta Advaita, qualified non-difference. And because of that, his third finger also. So in this way, he took these three vows to fulfill the last three wishes of his spiritual master. And later on, he fulfilled that. And in fact, he wrote the commentary on Brahma Sutra, that is called as Sri Bhashya. And later on, he had one disciple named Kuresh. This Kuresh was very faithful follower of Shripad Ramanujacharya. And once, what happened? In fact, he gave the names of his two sons in the name of Sri Vyas and Parash. And Parashar Bhattar, it is explained that later on he wrote Vishnu Sahasranam. So this Kuresh, once what happened, there was one king, Kolatunga Chola. He was a Shaivite. And he was very envious of Vaishnavites. Anyone who is a devotee of Vishnu, he was very envious. And what he decided that he will call Ramanujacharya and ask him to explain the supremacy of Lord Shiva. And if he does not agree, then he will kill him. So in this way he was plotting. So when he understood Kuresh, what he did, he disguised himself as Ramanujacharya. Kuresh and his another disciple was there. Both of them, they went in the court of this king, Kolatunga Chola. And they asked him to explain the supremacy of Lord Shiva. So Kuresh, he told that definitely Lord Shiva is stronger, he is powerful. But Dronam is greater than Shiva. There is a measurement called as Dronam and Shivam, two measurements. So in that way, he explained that how the philosophy of Vaishnava is greater than philosophy of Shaivites. So this enraged this king. And what he did, he blinded both of them. In fact, another disciple was killed very badly, tortured to death. But this Kuresh was blinded and he was sent in the forest, and he was there in the forest. But he was so happy that he could serve his spiritual master in that capacity by sacrificing his own eyes. In fact, he was ready to sacrifice his whole life. And in this way, later on, in fact, it is said that this king, he threw the deity of Govindaraj in the sea. And later on, Ramanujacharya recovered this deity and installed in Tirupati. And later on, by the mercy of Shripad Ramanujacharya, this Kuresh again got his eyes back. Few years before, I think, devotees had performed this wonderful drama. It's very nicely exemplified how this Kuresh, how he sacrificed so much. Then it is explained that he had another disciple named Dhanurdas, who was the officer of one particular state. And it is explained that he was hunter by birth, something. But when he was passing by, Shripad Ramanujacharya was passing by there, he was so absorbed seeing the beautiful eyes of his wife that he did not even acknowledge the presence of Shripad Ramanujacharya. So that time, Shripad Ramanujacharya wanted to give his special blessings upon him and wanted to reveal to him that the Supreme Lord is the most attractive person. So at that time, he approached this Dhanurdas and told him that, why are you so attracted to these eyes of your wife, which are temporary? And he said that if you, I will show you something more attractive. And then he brought him to the temple of Sri Ranganath. And he very close to the deity of Sri Ranganath. And that time Aarti was going on. And when he saw the beautiful eyes of Sri Ranganath, his attraction to this mortal world completely went away. And became a great disciple of Shripad Ramanujacharya. So in this way, we can see that he had so many wonderful disciples. And it is explained that he later on had 74 acharyas succeeding him to see that the worship of Sri Ranganath goes on properly. And then it is explained that standards of deity worship which are followed in ISKCON, they are mostly taken from the Pancharatika Pradeep, which were followed by Shripad Ramanujacharya. Lot of standards are taken from that. And of course he wrote lot of Vedic literatures, Vedanta Saram and Shibhasha. And it is explained that once he was at Jagannath Puri and he was praying to Lord Jagannath. And Lord Jagannath told him that you go to Sri Navadvip, because in Sri Navadvip I'll be appearing in the future as Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And you only go there because your disciples, they may not be able to understand the worship performed there because they are in the Dasya Bhav, servitorship. But this is the worship which the devotees will perform is more higher. So therefore you only go and take my blessings there. And then later on he went to Navadvip and he got darshan of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu there. So that time he in fact in Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that how Shripad Ramanujacharya, how he got the blessings of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu there. And it is explained that later on he was, although he was preaching Vishishta Advaita externally, in his heart he was worshipping Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and following that mood. And later on, during Chaitanya Leela, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela, he appeared as an old Brahman, Ananta Vipra. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, he was already quite old. But during Lord Chaitanya's marriage pastime, when he was married to Sri Lakshmi Devi, he came there and he witnessed that pastime there. And he saw Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Lakshmi Devi as none other than Lord Narayan and Srimati Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi Narayan. Because he was having that mood, the Lord revealed him accordingly. And after seeing that, he started dancing so ecstatically. Although he was quite old, he started dancing very ecstatically. But later on, he controlled himself, thinking that others should not get misled. Therefore, he controlled himself. So in this way, Shripad Ramanujacharya had performed so many pastimes and he explained this Vishishta Advaita philosophy. And later, it explained that on this auspicious day, he disappeared in the sense that he took that samadhi. Until today, his body, his transcendental body, is preserved in the area of Srirangam. And it is not deteriorated. There are put some kind of coatings. Still it is preserved there. So therefore these acharyas come time to time and reveal the transcendental knowledge. They explain that how to receive the knowledge in the proper parampara. Therefore in this parampara, when we receive the knowledge, then we also get the proper understanding of everything. Because there are so many things explained in the scriptures which we may not believe, which may think that how this is possible, that these things can happen. But when we receive the knowledge in the parampara system, Shruti Praman, Shabda Praman, then we get the proper understanding of everything. Therefore, it is explained that one should try to see from his Jnani Chakshu. One should try to see everything from the eyes of scriptures, Shastra Chakshu, otherwise. One should try to see everything from the eyes of the scriptures. Means whatever given in the eyes, we should try to see accordingly. Then we will realize that how everything is perfect, in fact. There are no contradictions in scripture. People may try to understand this same transcendent knowledge with their mind, intelligence, and they come across so many contradictions, they get involved into contradictions only. They cannot come out of that. But when somebody understands his knowledge properly from a bona fide spiritual master who is a devotee of Lord Krishna, then one can get a proper knowledge. Yama Shama Sundaram Achintarupam Govinda Madhi Purushantam Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanam. It is explained that when somebody's eyes are smeared with the somebody sees with the devotion, then one can see everything properly. Therefore, we should be praying to these acharyas on their auspicious appearance and disappearance days to give proper understanding of everything. Then we get the proper knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada also, when he wrote the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatita, one person, he said that your commentary is very much similar to that of Sripad Ramanujacharya. When Srila Prabhupada heard that time he was very happy, because at least it is accepted by people in general that it is a bona fide commentary. So, and of course we know that Srila Prabhupada was not an ordinary person. He himself was so much empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that even although he was so old, at his so late age, he went to the Western countries and he expounded this philosophy of Achintya Bhedabhed, simultaneously one and difference, which was propounded by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, we may come across so many contradictions in the scriptures or certain things which are difficult to believe. Just like here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that although modern scientists have invented many powerful space vehicles, they cannot even go to the moon, not to speak of other planets. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that we cannot go to the moon also. And there are so many things happening that people showing that we went to the moon and we are going now trying to go to some other planets, Mars and other planets, which are more Shri Radha Gopinath ki, which are more, far more. So when we understand from the scriptures, then only we get perfect understanding of the knowledge. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments? So we'll conclude here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Afternoon.